Lisette Nin, Dominican Republic. The Names of the Streets Around Canmantega. Originally presented by the Park of Canmantega in Sants. Have you ever wondered why our streets are named after people we have no connection to? Why were these people chosen? What does their presence reveal about the concerns of those who were and are in power? Are they worth remembering? Their names whisper in our heads as we look for directions. They accompany us as we walk to the metro. They intrude on our identities in the form of our home address. In the Names of the Streets Around Canmantega, Dominican artist Lisette Nin creates an ephemeral, illuminating intervention that dialogues with the surrounding space and the biographies of those chosen to be immortalized in the street names surrounding the park of Canmantega. Using alternative printing techniques, Nin reproduces images found during her investigations and then carefully folds and shapes her paper sculptures into lamps. She then installs these lamps on a tree outside in the public space, allowing for an interplay with the passers-by. As she folds and creates her lamps, she contemplates the lives of Denis Papin, the inventor of the steam digester, precursor to the steam engine. Melchior de Palau, the poet-engineer who designed these streets now inhabited by the local community. Joseph-Marie Jacquard, weaver and merchant who invented the first programmable punched card loom. Joaquima Rosés, the benefactor remembered mostly for her male relations, and Violant of Hungary, a queen with political principles who intervened with the policies and mandates that were established at a time when women's opinions were not taken into consideration. And finally, in contrast, she recalls the darkness of another character, of Joan Guay y Ferre, a clear representation of evil, disguised with dignity and wealth. Still, in some contexts, speaking about the fact that he earned his fortune as a result of the slave trade he vehemently protected, and through the cruel exploitation of those who worked for him, is considered controversial. Nin works with paper because, unlike white marble plaques on which street names are engraved, her sculptures are within reach and ephemeral. They are fragile and subjected to the environmental and social conditions of their surroundings.